This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
We're back to hour two of Radio Law Talk. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234. Our first hour was exciting. We're talking about some really interesting things. Hour two is going to be exciting and interesting also. We're going to get in to talk about a little bit about the Varsity Blues lawsuit that tried to convict. There were convictions and or people pled to supposedly paying money, pay to play, paying money to get their kids into colleges, but boy, the appellate court had something to say about that.
And, you know, there's something in that opinion, I'll just tease this here, that reminds me of the Cosby case.
Ooh.
Reminds
me of that got overturned.
That got overturned. And you want to hear what this is, because it's a common theme that we always talk about on Radio Law Talk.
You know what's interesting? You notice it's died off. I mean, the Cosby thing. Hopefully, maybe the guy can just, you know, get age, go old, on, you know, without any more controversy. I don't know, man. But and that's the one we, from day one, we pegged that one saying that is going to get appealed and overturned.
Mm-hmm.
And did it get overturned? Yes, it did. And we're going to also talk about Elizabeth Holmes, the latest with her. Again, Cal and I were talking in the break room about that, and both of us still shake our heads and say, that was way too mint. They gave her too long of a sentence. By the way, I didn't know this, but if you added up what the sentencing should have been, the maximum that the judge, it's up to the judge's discretion. She's only serving 17% or 19% of what it could have been with the maximum, I think, is 50 years or something like that. But still.
And we talked about Varsity Blues, something similar to Cosby case. Varsity Blues, something similar to the Holmes case.
I saw something there that will interesting tie in here. We're going to talk about the Supreme Court. There's a big case that the Supreme Court came down with. We'll probably hit it this second hour. We're also talking about the Epstein, more legal issues and more money issues in the courts, but I'm a little shocked about this one, and I'm going to comment about this Epstein one. You're going to hear me go, wow, how could this occur? How is this happening? And I think that just Epstein is such a bad name just to even be in any way touching, you know, that Epstein is just a disaster. I still haven't heard yet. Cal, maybe you've heard too, the black book supposedly, it's supposedly being released, but I haven't heard any news of who's in that black book, if you want to call it that.
Now, I have a question about that. Todd, you are talking about everything tying together. How many people who invested in Elizabeth Holmes have any interest or a name in that black book? I'm just asking.
Because
we don't know. That's the point.
Okay, we haven't come out yet, but I heard that they're supposed to reveal it. Or that's, I don't know, I'm going to have to go back and look, but that's interesting. Why is Texas suing hotels? And we've got Haley Polis, who is in trouble. She's the star at General Hospital, the thing that Cal watches every day.
Every day. Wouldn't miss an episode. Which show we're talking about?
which episode, which hour, you know? And a lawsuit concerning prison. And it is a shocker and kind of very bizarre what this lawsuit's about.
Interesting that you'd use the term shocker.
Shocker is right. That's exactly right. And you're going to want to stick around for that, and we're teasing you. You want to call us again at 855-LAW-RADIO. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. We're seek counsel. We're not giving legal advice. Go to our website, and then you can actually see all of our old, within the past 5 years, any topic you want to talk about, Johnny Depp, Amber Heard, you can just type it in and search it, and it'll find the podcast. We turn these into podcasts that we discussed it.
I actually used it this week. There was a Supreme Court issue ruling that came down, and I knew we had done a case on that, and I couldn't remember the specific date that we did it, so I typed in the keyword from the case.
Bam.
I went right to our website, typed it in, and brought it up within 5 seconds. Like, okay, nice. That's when we covered that story.
Cool.
That's so awesome. Really worked.
There it is. And then, Cal, though, they're here for one reason. What are they here for?
Well, for this, I hope. Here we go.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yeah! Beretta Vega, her parents were car people. Beretta Vega got a nice new Corvette, and she loved that car. But, of course, Corvettes are high maintenance, so she took it back to the dealer to get their routine maintenance done. That is Rohana Chevrolet in Louisville, Kentucky. She went back later that day to get her car back, and the service manager shrugged his shoulders at her and said, "It appears as though we have lost your Corvette." The service manager was a little flustered but told Beretta, "Go file a police report and everything will be fine." She said, "Wait a minute. You filed a police report. It happened on your dealership." And he said, no. "Look, see the sign up there where we waive any liability for theft? See the service agreement you signed where we waive all liability for theft?" And she said, "Well, all right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to call the police to get them over here, and then I'm going to call my lawyer because already I want to find out if I have a case or no case." Fred Penny, what do you think?
Wow, that's kind of an interesting one. What was her last name?
Beretta. But Beretta Vega.
Beretta Vega. Yeah, a Vega and a Corvette. Yeah. A Vega, for those of you who don't know, was a car that Chevrolet made called the Vega.
Right, yeah.
Well, economy car. And I'm going to tell you a quick side story because I always do that.
Right.
My friend, who was a mechanic, by the way, was kind of a friend. I'm not going to say he's like really close friend, but an acquaintance, took that little four-cylinder thing out of it and dropped a V8 in it. And I remember sitting in that thing and driving that thing, and he crashed it because it was just got too much power, the V8 and the little Vega. But Vega made a little, well, if you look up the Vega, there's a thing called a Cosworth Vega. Those of you listening, look up a Cosworth Vega. Very rare. And a Cosworth Vega, that it was a fast car. They did the same basic thing and basically dropped a, I think it was a V8. I don't know.
No, the English Cosworth was a four banger, but it was the British racing engine, and it was.
But it was a racing engine in this Vega that made it worth a lot of money. And I remember I purchased one. Did I purchase it or did I try to? I can't remember. I did buy it when I was young, and then we never really did anything with it, and I flipped it. But from what I recall, but Vega Cosworth. That's the weird thing is, okay, they turn it in. She gives it to them. It's in their custody. Whether I agree that they're saying that she signed something that says they're not going to be held liable, but the minute it's in their custody, they are liable for it. So I'm going to say that the question is this a case? I'm going to say yes, it's a case, and it's out of Kentucky, and the dealer is liable because they took possession of it, and she called her lawyer. Let's see. The question is it a case? Yes, it's a case, and they're liable. That is, the dealership is liable for determining where it is or what it is and getting her a new car.
Todd, what do you think? Did this ever happen to your Blazer? You took it in to get the oil changed, well, to fix the oil seal. Anyway, the point is, then, did it ever disappear on you?
There were so many times that I'd take that car in and pray that it would be stolen so that I could just be done with it. But alas, those prayers were never answered. I will give my answer after we come back from the break. I would say that I'm leaning towards there's a difference between the obligation to file a report and being liable for the theft.
Yeah, they got to file the report because they have possession of it.
Somebody has to. Anyway, so we'll find out what happened on Case or No Case after we take our first break of this hour. This is hour number two of Radio Law Talk for Saturday, the 20th of May, 2023. Stay tuned. The show will continue momentarily.
Radio Law Talk is available 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com
and on many radio stations coast to coast.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour Foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour Foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case on that stone.
This is a great time to call the show. 855 Law Radio. That's 855 Law Radio.
Look at that Cosworth Vega. What a cool looking car.
I looked that up too while you were talking about it. By the way, cool if you want to look it up, don't spell it C-A-U-S-E. It's C-O-S-W-O-R-T-H.
Yes, English company.
Yeah, Cosworth Vega. Mm. All right, so the Vega, the Corvette, she takes it into this Kentucky dealership, goes to pick it up after they serviced it, and they go, you know what? It's gone. We don't know where it is, and it's up to you to go file the police report. Look, you signed this waiver that says we're not liable, but my answer was, doesn't matter. You took custody of it. You called the cops, and you do it, dealership. And, yes, she's the winner chicken dinner because it's they're the ones liable for it. And Todd said the same thing. You agreed with me.
I said I hadn't given my answer, but I said I'm looking at the difference between being liable. Because according to Cal, he said – She went in and said, "We'll call the cops because it's not here." And they said, "Well, we're not liable for the theft." Okay, just because you're not liable, and I'll get to that in a second, for the theft, if you know it's stolen from your property, there's nothing about liability that prevents you from reporting that a vehicle was taken from your property. And this is where it starts. Now, to the liability issue, really, you're going to put a sign up there. Well, what if somebody took their car to your lot and you said, "Oh, yeah, we're not liable for the theft. Oh, by the way, we did leave the car parked outside the gate with the keys in it, and it was unlocked, and somebody came in and drove it off. But we're not liable for the theft." I agree with Fred. They took possession of it. They can't get rid of that liability. So I say this is a case, and she prevails. I don't know how much. Look, if they did everything they could do to keep it from being stolen, it was legitimately stolen from their property. Maybe they've got a defense, but I still think she's going to recover something. Case, and she recovers.
So, all right.
I have a question for you both before we jump into this. Yeah. And that is can someone post a sign and that exempts them from what otherwise would be normal liability?
No. Well, the answer is okay. That's a long answer.
All right.
But the thing is, it's like water parks, okay, or a entertainment company. You get injured, right? The answer is there is a thing called assumption of the risk, and you can post that there's restrictions and where if you have back issues. Generally speaking, the water park's going to win, but you can't basically in California. Other states are different. You can't contract out of your negligence. You can't say, "Oh, I can do whatever I want now." You know, I can make it. Oh, leaps off and goes into the parking lot. Oh, it's okay. You signed this, right?
Which is kind of what I was getting at. Yeah. Look, if they took in the car and then they left it parked outside with the keys, that's pretty negligent behavior of the repair shop to leave the car outside the gate, maybe overnight with the keys in it. Yeah, that car's going to get stolen.
Hey, can I do an anecdotal?
Especially a Corvette.
Cal, can I do an anecdotal thing?
Yeah, if you'll give me just a second, because I like it when we do anecdotal and we let the kids say.
That is anecdotal.
Okay, but you know what, though? Here's the deal. The thing is, on the Cosworth Vega.
Yeah.
I want to say it because we're talking about these fancy cars.
Yeah.
I looked it up, and you know the situation is, now you get a fancy car or a normal car. What's your horsepower? Like, just a standard, you drive a Ford Fusion, is it? What do you drive?
I drive a Ford Fusion.
Ford Fusion. What's the horsepower of that? Maybe?
I'd imagine 125, maybe. Not that, it's got a 1.7 liter motor.
Okay, here's the deal, and that's a nothing car as in horsepower-wise.
Right.
This Cosworth was the hot rod engine, 110 horsepower. And wow. And
that's about what I have.
Yeah, and the 280Z Datsun, which was a really fast one, 149 horsepower.
Dodge Hellcat 750.
Yeah, right. There you go. But now the new stuff coming out to get a 300-400 horsepower pickup is you can get that all day long.
Yeah,
so
that's normal.
But anyway, so Cal, lay out what happened and who's right here.
Well, how much is in a Tesla? Anyway,
yeah,
the police department came in.
Okay.
And had concluded that the vehicle had been stolen.
Yes.
And they said, well, okay, this is above our patrol grade. We're going to call the detective squad in so they can investigate. They came in when it was all done. Oh, by the way, her attorney said, liability waiver, my font, Jax. I don't think so.
Yes.
Okay. So then the detectives came in, and the next thing you know, the service manager is fired. Every member of the service department is fired, and the service manager is led away in handcuffs.
He's stolen.
He was involved in the theft, and apparently so was everybody in the department, according to the police. So the manager was canned and put in jail, and Ms. Beretta got a new vehicle. And so the dealership lost in their plan to try to have a little conspiracy of theft. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is Case or no case?
So we get points.
So we both get 4 points.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you lucky guys. Next hour, the curious case of Gordy Cooper and whatever happened to his mother.
That's Gordy Cooper?
Gordy Cooper, yeah.
Is that a name that we're supposed to know?
I don't think
so. Okay, Gordy Cooper. Yeah. Don't look it up, those of you ladies and gentlemen out there listening to Radio Land. Yeah, don't look it up.
It's not a name you will find.
By the way, the scenario there that you just described in Case or No Case, somewhat related to the plot of the Nick Cage, Angelina Jolie movie Gone in 60 Seconds, where they had to boost a bunch of cars in a 24-hour period. And guess where they went? To places that housed cars, and people were in on it, and that's how they were.
Well, sure,
pretty good stuff.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm sure this kind of thing has happened, but
Varsity Blues when we come back. Interesting appellate court ruling. We'll be back.
Stay right there. Radio Law Talk will continue with Todd and Fred right after we take this break for the bottom of the hour. We'll be back.
You found Radio Law Talk. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
Here's Fred Penny with Penny and Associates.
When you or a family member have been injured in an accident, what should you look for in a personal injury lawyer? The first thing is an experienced personal injury law firm that is actually taking cases to trial. Hi, I'm Frederick Penny, managing partner and founder of Penny and Associates Injury Lawyers. For over 30 years, Penny and Associates Injury Lawyers has been successfully representing individuals and their families. At Penny and Associates, we're experienced trial lawyers, and we work with you to get the best results.
Go to pennyandassociates.com or call 800-616-4529.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
USA News Update. Six alternate jurors have been selected for former President Trump's hush money trial, joining the already established panel of 12 jurors. Opening arguments are set to begin on Monday. The U.S. is blocking the United Nations from approving a Palestinian request for full membership status by using its veto in the Security Council.
The draft resolution has not been adopted owing to the negative vote of a permanent member of the Council.
The U.K. and Switzerland abstained from Thursday's vote while the remaining 12 members voted yes. President Biden is mobilizing union workers to support his bid for re-election. Speaking at a conference of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers in Washington, D.C. Friday, the president highlighted how his bipartisan infrastructure legislation is fostering the creation of new unionized positions, proudly dubbing himself the most pro-union president in American history. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is no fun.
Email the show anytime you'd like. Info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info.
Info.
At radiolawtalk.com.
So the Varsity Blues, this was the case where there was all types of news on the, quote, wealthy or famous people who supposedly, on some of them, paid money or donated money to universities so their kids can get in there. And the first two that went to trial, or one of the first two, was Gamal Abdelaziz, and John Wilson, who's a Boston. Which one's the former executive? One of them's an executive.
Wilson was the former executive at Staples.
Yeah, at Staples. That's right. But anyway, they lost. They said that, you know, the issue was they said that they illegally paid or bribed people so that they could, you know, get their kids into school. Well, guess what? Appeals court just overturned everything except for one conviction of a filing of a false tax return, but overturned all the cases stating which state they were guilty, and for the following reasons. Number one, they stated basically, and what happened is the judge allowed too much exculpatory or outside evidence in to the case. Number one, that they allowed the other evidence of the other parents that had done stuff like that had been allegedly done the same stuff. He allowed that to come into the case. The second thing is, the appellate court held that the situation's very clear that there was no evidence in their mind that showed that connected the money being improperly given to the wrong people. According to the appellate court, there was no proof that that the family wasn't giving it to the university as just a normal gift like people do all the time. And, yeah. and there was no proof that they did it for fraud or intentionally tried to bribe someone.
Yes,
yeah, that's the long and the short of it.
So the, no proof that there was that they were involved in this conspiracy.
Right.
They maintained all along that both of these defendants maintained all along that they thought they were donating to legitimate charities. I would suspect that the failure, the filing of false tax return right. has to do with the fact that he probably got a deduction for a donation to a charity that didn't turn out to be a charity.
Right.
And that's what he's got. But still, the government presented all of this evidence about all the other bad acts that all the other parents were doing.
Whoopsie.
And this appellate panel said, yeah, but where's the evidence that these two guys knew about any of that? Now, we talked about how we were going into this tease here at the bottom of the hour, talked about how is this similar to Cosby, right? Mm-hmm. So Bill Cosby was convicted, and one of the things that the appellate court said was, why are you letting in all of this evidence of other bad acts? I mean, look, a fundamental premise, a fundamental point of any fair trial is we're not going – if you're on trial because you commit crime X at time B, well, then the evidence ought to show – the elements of crime X that occurred at time B. I shouldn't be told, the jury shouldn't be told about what happened at times D, E, and F nothing to do with this.
Right.
If you get a conviction, if you're being prosecuted for a DUI, and on the guilt phase of that trial, if you have two prior DUIs on your record, the jury should never hear about those two prior DUIs because you can't convict somebody because, well, you know what, if he did it before, he probably did it this time. That is not valid evidence. And that's where prosecutors run afoul when they start introducing evidence of prior bad acts of the person or bad acts of other people, which happened here. And this judge panel said, yeah, you shouldn't have done that.
And you've always said this as a former prosecutor and public defender. You know, don't go too far as a prosecutor. You know, you said you always thought about, which was smart, tells you you're a good lawyer, is, okay, what's going to go on in the appeal? What are they going to appeal?
I want to protect the integrity, preserve the integrity of this conviction.
Right.
And be careful what you ask for, because if you get in all this other evidence, it could come back to haunt you.
In an appeal.
Another problem that the appellate panel had with this has to do with what is constituted a property. What is property?
Yeah, that was weird.
And the jury instruction to the jury at trial, somehow it was told to the jury that an admission slot constituted property. And the appellate panel said, an admission slot is not property.
Yeah.
And so that undermined the integrity of that conviction.
Let's say it was property. How does that convict you then? Why?
Well, because one of the things that they were convicted of was wire and mail fraud.
Right.
Okay, so wire and mail fraud deals with the fraudulent conveyance of a property interest.
Got it.
And an admission slot is not a property interest. And so that is the one, I think, because the government right now is looking at this going, we could have a problem here. Because we got a bunch of other convictions from a bunch of other people that just decided that, okay, I'm guilty and I'm going to do my time. They've even done their time. And now it turns out that a fundamental premise of the case, the assumption that an admission slot is a property right, it constitutes property, and which is what they need to prove this wire and mail fraud. Well, now you got a three-judge panel saying it's not. And I think because of that, you're going to see the government appeal this three-judge panel decision.
That's what's called en blanc.
Yeah.
In other words, it's the three of the total.
And you're going to see them appeal this because if this decision of the three-judge panel is allowed to stay, it's going to affect the integrity of all the convictions they've gotten up to that point.
That's exactly right. And you know what? Good. I thought they pushed this too far because there was no evidence in many of them that the parents weren't just giving – money to the university. And again, this happens all the time. Parents give money and donations. Go to every university, go to whatever, even down to this dang, small, tiny universities. There's names on the engineering building. There's names on the law school. There's names.
Exactly.
Because they donate money. Now, what if their kid got on the law school because they donated $10 million to build or help build a new wing of the law school? Should their kid get in? I don't know. As bizarre as it sounds, but that's just you saying the rich people can do. Well, guess what? Then you go build it.
Yeah.
And everybody gets to enjoy it. Rich, poor, everybody. Because these wealthy people write checks to build universities. And I'm telling you, I know one engineer. I'm not going to say which one it is. I know there's a massive engineering department in a major university that has huge, beautiful engineering campus and setup that everybody gets to use. I wonder if that person's daughter or son should get into that university. Yeah. What if they said, no, we're not going to let them in? All right. I think it's a pretty good deal for the whole community.
Absolutely.
The whole bank community. But
not only is it there, but the government didn't have to pay for that building.
That's exactly right.
It was paid for private money.
Right.
So the government got to use the public money for something else.
So now people are yelling at the people who are, believe me, there's people yelling at their radio going, yeah, so you're saying the rich can buy whatever they want. You know what? I'm not saying that, but guess what? Why would you donate as a wealthy person to a university if they're saying we want tens of millions, 20 million, but your kid's not allowed to come into our because and let's say the kid does not quite make the grade, just a little bit below the grade. How about you just bump it up a little bit and help them a little bit?
Yeah, but what about the other person they kept out? I'm just being the
okay. No, I agree, Cal. Right. But does that other person, donate $40-50 million to build a whole new engineering department that helps tens of thousands of people?
I don't know.
Yeah. That argument, Cal, was raised when I think it was Lori Loughlin's kids.
Right.
What about the kid that didn't get a spot on the rowing team because this kid was taking up? Here's the thing.
Fair point.
They didn't have enough recruits to fill the rowing team. At USC, they were begging people to walk on. They'd go to other sports and say, hey, can you come and be a rower?
Right.
There wasn't enough of a feeder into the rowing program. Nobody lost a spot.
So the bottom line is she didn't need to defraud herself to get into school. She could have just said, I'm a rower, and nobody would have had to pay the
money. And by the way, I'm not saying my argument is what should happen. I'm just throwing up both sides of the story. And that was, so anyway, there we go. We're going to be following this. This could cause a huge disruption in this Varsity Blues stuff. When we come back, we're going to talk about Elizabeth Holmes, too, that case, and whether or not it's interesting, just so you know. We're going to talk about this admissions case where they allowed the defendants to sit out and wait for their appeals, where Elizabeth Holmes, they didn't. We're going to talk about why when we come back.
This is Radio Law Talk on many great radio stations coast to coast and on RadioLawTalk.com via podcast or live every Saturday, 9 to noon Pacific. We'll be back.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now. To get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I like the Amargosa Valley.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
So time is up for Elizabeth Holmes. She's actually going to prisons, and she's asking to wait till May 30th to get her affairs in order. By the way, now that's kind of a funny one for me.
How many affairs does she want to have?
Yeah, no.
That's not what they're talking about.
My point is, come on, she's had a long time to get this things in order, so I'm assuming, but she's waiting till the 30th, and they're saying she is going to go to probably Texas, she lost her 3-judge panel in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals to, you know, stay her time to go to prison until after her appeals are done, and they said no. And the reason for that, Todd, is you got to show that your likelihood, if everything you say is correct in your argument of why your case should be overturned, if you were correct, would the likelihood you will win on appeal? If that's the case, then there's the possibility that they will let you sit out until your appeals are done. But the court basically rang the bell saying, no, we don't see that there. So which means maybe when she goes to appeal, it's going to be rough to win.
Well, that's interesting because, you know, we just did that Varsity Blues case, right?
Right.
And the two defendants who appealed their convictions to Well, this is a federal case. The two defendants who appealed their convictions to a three-judge panel in the district where their case would have been appealed to were allowed to stay out of custody. Both had received sentences of almost a year or more, and they were allowed to stay out of custody. Now, I think a couple of things the judges might have looked at. One is the likelihood of appeal, and two is the length of the term of incarceration. And, I think that when you look at that, I could see a judge saying, well, if somebody is served to do 1 year, it might take us over a year to even adjudicate this appeal.
Right.
And true. So if we find in their favor, they've been materially harmed to a degree that we can't make it right for them because they've already served all of their time. Now, that is why this might be different than Elizabeth Holmes, but still, I think that the judges may have looked at the reasons for appeal and said, you know what? This stands a good shot of winning. And that's why we're going to let those in Varsity Blue stay out. And I think it might say something about the initial opinion of the three-judge panel that heard the Holmes appeal, which was solely on the issue of whether she got to stay out pending a full adjudication of all of her appeal issues. And I think that three-judge panel looked at this and said, I don't think so. Yeah.
Well, to be fair, they did pay the money to build the jail. Okay.
Okay, right. There we go. Well, here's the interesting thing that I brought up before. Apparently, if she was convicted and given the maximum, don't forget it was at the judge's discretion, she would have received 80 years in prison. If he would have given her the maximum. So only 14% of the maximum allowable time is she going to be, because we always say 11 years was way too much. But maybe the judge is saying, look, she could have got 80 years if I would have, went all the way on this thing. And the other thing that's interesting is I looked up what's the name of the guy that was the other the boyfriend?
Oh. I mean the witness.
That former president. Okay, Ramash of Sonny
Bulwani.
Sonny
okay.
Bulwani.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
he got 13 years behind bars, and he's in the FCI Terminal Island Prison. So he's 57 years old, and that's in San Pedro, California. By the way, that prison is a minimum prison or a low. What do you call
minimum security low?
Yeah. But apparently, I was looking at pictures. It didn't look that bad.
It's a ping pong palace.
Well, not only that, it's right next to the ocean. Uh-huh. You got views of the ocean, and it's actually on a little island out there in San Pedro Island area. So, there we go. He's doing some time.
So does Alcatraz, Fred. I mean, think about it.
Alcatraz does have that is true. Actually, that's not better than sitting out in Susanville. What's the one in Susanville called?
High Desert. Prison, yeah.
Yeah, High Desert, but it's called something. No, it's called something else. It used to be called something else.
I love it when you're driving on that stretch of Interstate 80 between, it's just out in the middle of nowhere between, Wendover.
There's a prison out there.
And there's a prison out there, and for miles, there's these signs on the side of the road say, no hitchhiking.
Yeah, don't pick up a hitchhiker.
OJ stayed there.
Yeah,
pick up a hitchhiker with stripes.
Yes.
Warning.
Oh, here's the best part about Elizabeth Holmes things, that her and Bill Wani are supposed to pay back $452 million in restitution.
Okay. But she'll make that.
That'll happen.
Stamp and license plate.
Oh, license plate at least. That's for sure.
What are they paying California? 25 cents an hour? Something like that?
But she doesn't have any money. She basically, again, not jumping on her side, but she paid it back to all the... Everyone got paid back that were the ma and pa's that invested. Now, the big companies... that invested, they didn't get that back. Yeah. But, I'll tell you right now, if she would have hit big, guess what? They wouldn't have been whining.
They would not have been complaining at all.
Mm-hmm. But do whales who lose in Vegas, Todd, do they go to the casino and sue them because they took a calculated risk and they lost?
Well, no, because the word gambling is in...
But so is risk is in investment.
Well, risk and gambling are two different things.
How?
Well, because... In order for gambling, somebody has to lose in order for you to win. Risk taking, that isn't always the case.
Okay.
It is a calculated loss. Everybody's working arm's length transactions and you're good. Fred, I got a question for you.
I don't disagree that she should not have been convicted. I don't get me wrong. I just think the amount of time was too long.
Fred, I got a question for you. Who was the judge in the Elizabeth Holmes case. His name was Edward Davila?
Davila.
Now, is there something interesting about...
Well, okay, you look up his wife, Mary Greenwood.
Okay, looking at and typing that in right now.
And... I'm not going to get... Look, I think Davila is not... He's a... I think what I've read about, understand, he's a great judge. He's from Palo Alto, which is that area. And he, I think he was pretty dang fair, with the exception we don't agree that he didn't allow the main witness who came to their house and I'm going to call, confess that, I didn't, not crying and whining and upset that she got this conviction. And that should have been, something he took into consideration. But other than that, I just think it's interesting. Who's Mary Greenwood?
Mary Greenwood
is his wife.
Mary Greenwood is his wife. She was a lifelong public defender. Good for her. Lifelong public defender in the Santa Clara County Public Defender's Office.
Right.
And in, I think it was 2017, was appointed to the California Court of Appeals. She's an appellate court justice.
That's cool.
But she would never hear the appeal in this case because the appellate circuit that she is for state court cases, and the Holmes case was a federal case, and that goes to the Federal Court of Appeals, not to the California Court of Appeals.
Yeah, we just want to bring that up because people have mentioned that. And look, there's no impropriety here or nothing, but they kind of, I guess the word is, it's been mentioned. And so we're like, okay, guys, look, she's not the appellate court where, this case would go to. It has nothing to do with it. But anyway, interesting. I guess the lawyers, Mary lawyers. Is that right?
That does happen. Mm-hmm. And, the the real victims in that case are the children.
That's right.
Oh my gosh! Both my parents
and
are lawyers.
I can't do any get away with anything.
I'm just waiting for the. I saw this in an old Mad magazine. Is that how parents are unconstitutional? The whole the kid gets in trouble, and the mom says, "Just wait until your father gets home," and the kid says, "Wait a minute! Constitution provides for a quick and speedy trial, and I'm not waiving time. You punish me now, mom."
my mom would always say that. Again, we grew up in the old days, 60s and the 70s. You wait till your dad gets home. Let's see, my dad was a Marine, farmer, cop. All right, let me repeat that. Marine, farmer, and a cop.
Cruel and unusual punishment.
That's like, whatever you say, Mom, we'll do.
The cruel punishment was the waiting, right?
Well, Dad came home. We'll be back.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. Hour number 3 is coming up. We'll take our close here, and then at 6 minutes after the next hour, the show will resume. And if it's not on the radio station to which you're listening, we encourage you to flip on over to RadioLawTalk.com and hit the Listen Live button, and you'll get the stream of the broadcast absolutely free. That's RadioLawTalk.com. Listen Live. Now this.
Listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated. I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation
reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.